Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your home. Today is the third week and the third Sunday in the month of Tut. And all the reading in the beginning of the year, it's depend on the repentance and how to repent and come back to God. But also because this week, in the beginning of this week, we had the Feast of the Cross. That's why we have some readings, some part from the Gospel and the part of the Pauline, for example, about the cross. Because we are close to this Sunday, is the next Sunday after the cross feast. That's why if we read from the Paul from Corinthians, St. Paul said, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And also when Zacchaeus in the story of Zacchaeus, when he climbed on the tree, it's a symbol of I can't be saved only without the cross. And you can imagine that this part is small. It's only 10 verses. It's only 10 verses. But we can see that in the beginning of the verse number 1, it's totally different than verse number 10. We read about person totally different from the beginning of the 10 verses by the end of the verses. Simply, it's one person change it. If you want to describe what happened, okay, it's a person and change his life. Usually we read also the same gospel when we go to the priest, go to the home, to the house, to blessing houses. And you can imagine that when we go deep to know why this man change in his life. From the surface, because he met Jesus Christ. He only met him. But there is something strange, something secret. We are meeting God every day. We meet God, for example, here in the church. We meet God every day outside, maybe, but why he changed his life? Why specific this man who met God, he changed it? If I go deep and read between the lines, I will see that not only because he met God, no, because he recognized how God is looking to him. The problem that I meet God every day in my life. When I open the Bible, I meet God. When I pray, I meet God. When I come to the church, I meet God. But the question is, I change anything it changed in my life? Sometimes, yeah, but the problem is I have to recognize how God is looking to me. For example, if we are parents and we are talking to our kids, one day if I'm encouraging them, you are very smart. You are doing very well. The influence of these words, it will be very good to the kids. The kids will be very happy and they recognize that they are good. If I'm at work, I'm in my job, and my boss told me, you did a great job. I have the confidence that I am good. And if my boss told me, no, you are not. For example, I had to meet you by tomorrow morning because something happened in the work. I will be anxious. The human being or the human nature, it's up and down. Because we depend our confidence and we take the confidence and the satisfaction only from the people, not from God. I'm looking at the people, I'm asking myself how they are looking to me. How they saw me. And I only satisfy because I'm good in front of the people. But I'm not asking God how God is looking to me. How I am important for Him and how He is looking to me. The problem, and always, I'm looking to the people surrounding me, and I receive the satisfaction, the confidence, the self-estimation only by the people. Yeah, He's good. He's coming always to the church. He is serving. He's a good servant. He's a good man. And I receive this satisfaction from the people. But about Zacchaeus, he has nothing. He had only the money. All the people hate him. He's very short. No one cares about him. He's tax collector. He's like a thief. No one loves him. No one likes him. He's alone. But only he had a small desire to see the Lord. And he went over the tree to see the Lord. And finally, he recognized that, which is the first point, Jesus Christ notices him. He called him by his name. How God is looking to me? He's looking to me by my name. He knows me very well. He knows everything about myself. That's why he notices me. That's why I have the confidence that God, the Creator, the Pantocrator, He knows me very well. Sometimes it's coming to me when I'm very weak. And I'm asking God, where are you, God? It's some situations. You know what happened to me? Are you there? You're listening to me? And I was surprised that I had no answer. I have no answer. This is a problem. I'm asking always God, you notice me, you don't know me now. Maybe you forget me. And the answer comes from Luke 12:7. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. He count my hair. He not only noticed me, no, he knows me very well, but he count also my hair. When the priest go outside with the censer, and give the incense and goes around in all he do, like the infinity in the church. One is a symbol for the apostles when they go and preach it all the people surround the word. And the other thing which is very important to know, that he took all the prayers of the church, of the people in the church, and go inside the altar and asking God, please hear them. And he answered, I'm hearing every single word. I'm hearing every single word what you are praying. Every single tear. When you are praying, I think, if I can imagine, but this is right, that when I pray, when I talk to God, Jesus Christ is beside me and he, yeah, Habibi, tell me what you want. But maybe he is waiting for something, I don't know. But I have to admit that he's beside me and he's hearing me. The problem is where? Because I'm not giving him attention, I expect that he is not giving me attention. Again, because I'm not giving him attention, I'm expecting that he's not giving me attention. The first words that Jesus Christ said to him, said to Zacchaeus, come, Habibi. He accepted him. He's not rejected him. Also, that's why in Isaiah 49:6 he said, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Open your cell phone after the church and see the background of your cell phone. What you will see? The majority of you as parents, they put the background, the family, the parent, and their and the kids. The majority of the cell phone, the background of the parents. Why? I'm always keeping them in my mind. I'm always want to see them all the time. You can imagine that a parent, the father and the mother, put only on their cell phone the background, the picture and the photo of the family and their kids. You can imagine how God, the Father, who created us, he's not putting a background on his cell phone. No, he wrote our names on his hand. That's why he knows us very well. And he notices us. This is first. I have to understand and I have to realize that God notices me every time. And he knows me by my name. And the second point is Jesus wants me. When he said in John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. And this is exactly what happened with Zacchaeus. He came to God, but he had a doubt. He's only, I think that he only thinks about, okay, I'm a sinner, I'm a very bad man, I'm not very good, but what I will do, I want to see God or the Lord from the tree. He was very short and I think he was hidden inside the tree. Number one, Jesus notices him. And number two, he told him, come. Then Jesus wants me to come again to his bottom. Come again to the church. Change my life. He will never reject me when I come to him. Go to the prodigal son, who is very dirty, and the father, take him in his bosom. Embrace him. You can imagine how our Father, that's why we are praying. Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father, every time I'm praying, our Father. And I forget that he's a father. And I forget what the meaning of fatherhood. I have a value. Anyone have a money? Like $10, $20, $30, $50. Yes. I have my wallet, I have in my wallet now. $50. You want it back? Sure? Okay, I'll tell you something. I will give it you back, but can I put it on the ground? Sure. Can I put my foot in on it?
And after
I will come back to you like with this one. You will take it? Okay. Can I make it like this? Okay. Can I put some dust on it? Yeah. Can I do it? But you want it, right? Yeah. He wants it. He wants the money, which is only a value of $50. You can imagine the $50, it's a heavy value. You can imagine how I am have a value for God. Even I told him I will put some dust on it. I will throw it on the ground. You can't imagine what happened. He told me, no, it's a value. It's a $50. That's why I want it. No, I have to keep it in my pocket. And it's the same exactly for God. Even if I am alive because it's the value of a piece of paper, you can't imagine how the value of myself. I have a value. That's why never God will reject me when I come back to Him. He wants me. Remember this very well. He will never cast me out or cast me away. Then two things the lessons that I have to learn from Zacchaeus. One, he notices me. The second, he wants me and tell me, come Habibi to my bosom and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh God.